Shane Byrne, you're manager of the LYIT side. You're up against NUI Galway. Well, first of all, what do you know about your opponents?
Well, we played them last year, and college's football doesn't really mean a while, Chris, because there's new players coming on every year, and some of the players have left, obviously, from last year. But they're very well organised, and I've talked to Steve Small, who played them in the quarter final, and he gave me a bit of a rundown on what they were like. But very well organised and very good side. Some of them playing with Galway United and that, so they'll be formidable opponents.
Now, your own side, a good smattering of players who've played at a decent level. I'm sure you go into it with a reasonable amount of confidence.
Well, I think in those type of games you have to, Chris. We have a good panel this year, some very good players. And again, it's college football. You don't actually get them that often to work with them. So it's really on the day, you know, who wants it the most. I think that, you know, if we play to our capabilities, it'll take a very good side to beat us. But we'll need to be at our best.
Now, without maybe singling out people, because obviously it will be a team performance, but for those people who aren't too aware of who's at your disposal, tell us some of the guys who are most likely to figure.
Well, the players that are like Stephen Doherty, Kieran Farron are both first team panel with Van Harps. Liam Walsh is playing the Institute. Those boys, I mean, there's BJ Banda. BG scored twice in the last round for us. A lot of players up at Harps, like Lee McLaughlin, Finn McClure plays with me at Holman Glengab, Conor Gormley, Sean McBride, Pat Loughery, Lorcan Toey, as a player plays in his football in Mayo, David Walsh, David's been about for a long time, but a really great person in the squad, and brings a lot of experience at the rest of them as well, which is great.
And it's great to see the LYIT going so well in soccer and indeed in other sports as well. And, you know, you're really getting on the map.
I think so, Chris. You know, we're a small college and compared to some of the colleges that we're up against. But, I mean, we hold our own. Last year, the thing in the soccer, the Gaelic boys won the competition last year. Then we were beaten in two quarter finals. We've taken a step further this year, getting into the semis. And if we could get into the final, it'd be a great one for us. You know?
And the fact that so many of the players are Donegal guys themselves, I mean, a lot of them have probably known each other for quite a while.
They have indeed. There's like I'd say in the squad, there's maybe an 18-man squad. I would say there's probably 14, 15 that are from Donegal. So they've all grown up. A lot of them went through with Van Harps or Derry underage structures, and either playing with one, you know, in the same team as one another, or playing against one another. They all know one another very well. The other semi-final's been played. Tala have beaten GMIT, so they're in the final.
So that's the prize if you get through. Any idea when that would be played?
I would imagine, Chris, it'll be played the following week.
So the mood in the camp, Shane, pretty upbeat?
Pretty upbeat, Chris. It's great. We just have to wait for tomorrow now to see. Hopefully we have a clean bill of health after players come back from their club games tomorrow. And we're probably without Corey McBride and Lee McLaughlin on Tuesday. Both have picked up injuries. But it gives other players in the squad a chance to come on and impress and hopefully get into a final.
And hopefully there'll be a reasonable crowd there to get behind the lads. What time is it scheduled to kick off?
It's scheduled for 2:00 on Tuesday, Chris.